Hello, boys and girls. Welcome again to another episode. It has been a couple or maybe even a few months since the last time I've recorded something for you guys. I've just been busy, really, been working on different stuff, different projects, trying to stay focused as much as I'd love to share more content with you guys, but sometimes, you only get 24 hours, and it's hard enough to to make time for other things, even though I'm trying to help as many people as I can by adding some value to you guys. This podcast, I don't really like get paid from it or anything like that. I do it just because I want to share. I want to give back to you guys. I want to give back to the people that are willing to start their new journey, whether that's in e-commerce or that's in different businesses or whatever it is. To be honest, I really do enjoy helping out people, and that's one of the main things that I do what I do, and I enjoy, recording new episodes for you guys. With that said, I want to make it, keep it short and sweet, as always, straight raw content. There is no editing, there is no none of that nonsense. It's coming straight from the heart. And yeah, that's it, really. On today's episode, and just before I start, I really do hope that everyone has had a fantastic Q4, maybe even a fantastic year. Yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy year, as you guys know. Ups and downs, a lot of businesses went out of business, a lot of other businesses made so much money. It's just one of those things. Life is like that. Life is full of ups and downs. But as long as you stay resilient and you stay consistent and focused and disciplined, you will get to where you want to get. On today's episode, I just want to be talking about Facebook ads. Excuse me. And a lot of the questions that I get from people, whether that's on Instagram DMs or via emails, is, people nowadays are really finding it very, very difficult to run ads on Facebook. And one of the reasons why is because you guys are not keeping the main thing, the main thing. Remember this. Keep the main thing, okay? And number two is, if you can, let's say you have a product that solves a problem, okay? If you can describe what the product does, or the problem the product is solves better than the customer can, then you're going to win that customer. Let's rephrase that. So let's say you have a product that solves a problem, and there's a customer. Maybe he's not a customer yet, but he might buy from you when, he clicks on the link and he goes to your website and he looks at the product that you're trying to sell. Obviously, because that person isn't interested in that product. But if you can give more explanation or explain more of the solution or the problem of that product more than the actual customer can, then you can win that customer. For example, if you have a product that let's say somebody's got a backache, okay, so they're suffering from back problems and stuff like that. But you have a product that solves that problem. We can't say that it's going to solve that problem 100%, but it will help. But if you explain it exactly better than the customer, then you're going to win that customer. Just think about that. You have to give explanation to a product without the customer, trying to figure out exactly how it works and stuff like that. That's very, very important. So first of all, when you run ads, you have to do a lot of research, do a lot of research, about the product that you're trying to sell. Don't just sell it because other people are selling it and you're making money from it and stuff like that. And I've said it time and time again. Do not try to copy everything that everybody else is doing. Come up with your new ideas and new strategies, new video creations, or something, new content and stuff like that. Be different, be unique, be a bit unique too, and make your website stand out from the crowd. Maybe use funnels or use whatever it takes, Shopify, one product store, or whatever it is. Just make your website stand out, or your funnel stand out from the crowd. So when you have that product, now you have to find an audience. This is where the problem now. A lot of you guys are trying to test so many different interests, so many different audiences and this and that. You're making things so complex. But if you knew exactly what that product does, and you think that it's going to solve a problem, you do not have to go and start typing in, back pains, for example, in the interest targeting. You don't have to do that, okay? Because the majority of people will be suffering from backaches. Could be athletes, could be, obviously middle-aged people, old people. So anyone can suffer from a backache. And also, it's very, very difficult to find an audience, that exact audience who is suffering from the backache, a backache or back problems on their own Facebook interest targeting. It's impossible. It's common sense. So you have to use your common sense, okay? So think, okay, there's no way I'm going to find the exact audience who is suffering from their back injuries and stuff like that. No way you can do that. So how you can do that, and how can you solve this problem now? Remember that Facebook is very, very intelligent, okay? Facebook is one of the, Facebook ads, or the machine learning that they're using, very, very intelligent, and it's getting more intelligent on a daily basis. On a daily basis, the more data it gains from advertisers and from customers, the more intelligent it gets. So all you have to do, really, just think, okay, people that suffer from a backache or back problems would be from maybe the age of 25 to 64 plus, and split test that. Okay, the way you would split test that is maybe have people from the age of maybe, let's say, 25 to 44, and then from the age of 44 to 64 plus, just to split test and start testing different things like this. So you have to do it by age and you split it between men and women as well. Try test it while you're keeping the exact same ad copy. And if it's for women, have a picture of a woman, with the whatever the product you're selling. And if it's for men, have a man, with the product you're selling. Just keep it simple and let Facebook do the job for you. Let Facebook do the job for you. It's different if you're running ads for an agency, for example. If you have a consultancy agency, let's say, or you're running ads for businesses and stuff like that, that's different. Then yes, now you have to find the right audience. Now you have to find the right targeting, interests for that customer you serve it. Let's say you have a customer. Let's say you have an advertising agency, and you have a customer who is an accountant, of course. Now, and the accountant's job is to find prospects or customers or leads that are interested in tax auditing, for example. That's different. Now, all you have to do is you go to the interest targeting and search for business owners and stuff like that. Then it's different. But if you have a product, but you don't actually know exactly the audience for it, I mean, if you don't know who, if you know that Facebook is not going to know exactly who suffers from back injuries and stuff like that, that's going to be impossible. So just do not guess. That's what I call hope marketing. What you do is you just type in whatever, and you just hope. You sit there, okay, I really hope that this interest will work out, while you're wasting a lot of money. That's not how it works. Just make things simple, do a little bit of research, and just think outside the box and use your common sense. It's very important to use your common sense, and let Facebook again do the job for you. Facebook is, if you give it a bit of money, a budget of, let's say, between $20 to $50, and you're trying to be aggressive on your testing, then Facebook will give you fast data, and then you can decide whether that product is going to work for you and stuff like that. It's very, very important to give money, to spend money on Facebook and give it a bit of time. Give it maybe 3 days, 4 days, maybe even 7 days to gain as much data as you can from Facebook. That's the best way to do it. Otherwise, a lot of other people, what they do is like, they run an ad for 24 hours and then they be like, oh, this doesn't work. But you need, and the reason why it doesn't work because you're running an ad with a $5 budget. Of course, $5 budget might work, might not work for you. It depends on the audience size. But you have to give Facebook time to find and, you know, use its power. You know, that machine learning is very smart. Facebook ads are, you know, it's an art, but give it time. You know, when you run an ad, always give it at least 72 hours just to see how things are, and stop playing with it. And, you know, because you want your ad set to exit the learning phase as quickly as possible. Of course, it has to be within the 1 week period. Okay, but you want to do that as quickly as possible. If you're optimizing for a add to cart, that obviously that depends again on the product, it may exit the learning phase very quickly. But with purchases, remember, it's only the e-commerce businesses, the conversion rate for e-commerce is between 1% and 3%. That means not every customer that comes into your website is going to, not every visitor that comes into your website is going to convert into a customer. It takes a bit of time, and of course you have to give it time and to optimize properly. So always give Facebook some time. I guess seven days, at least 7 days, to gain a lot of data, and then you move on to scaling. Now there's a lot of you guys, I'm going over Facebook ads a little bit too fast here, because, you know, I've only got a short period of time that I can actually record this podcast, because I've got a lot of things going on, but I'm trying to be as quick as possible while dropping some value bombs. Okay. And then the problem is with you guys, what you guys are doing is you're trying to scale so fast. It's impossible to scale your Facebook ads that fast. There's a lot of things going on before you start scaling your ads, and there is some very, very good techniques you can use once you master Facebook ads to gain more data, you know, without even going into custom audiences and then selecting website visitors. There is other ways to gain the juice, as I say, of Facebook data from let's say for example, you go to the analytics and you can actually create data from there. There's ways you can do it, and a lot of those Facebook gurus don't even know that you can do things like this. This is one of the techniques that is really, really, it works like magic. You know, if you know exactly how to do it, it works like magic, and it gives you the data you need to scale and make more money. Don't not try to scale so fast. If your store has only been running for a week or so, then you have to give it some time. Give it time. 7 days is not enough. Give you at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks to gain more data, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to scale using, for example, using website visitors and stuff like that. Yes, of course you can create lookalikes for it and stuff like that, but it might not work because you need more data. Remember, Facebook wants you to have at least 1,000, you say at least 1,000 visitors from one single country to be able to scale that audience to scale to different audiences or different countries. For example, let's say you have a view content, you need at least, as they say, maybe 200 from a single country. But what you really need is 1,000 view content from one single country. For example, you have 1,000 view content from the United States. Now you can create really, really good lookalike audiences. And the best lookalike audiences obviously is 0% to 1% and 1% to 3%. That's it. You know, start testing these first. Don't jump into 0% to 1%, 1% to 3%, 3% to 4%, whatever that is. You're making things so complex, because you need more data before you move on to the next level. Okay, keep it simple. 0 to 1 is the best of the best you can get. And then 1 to 3, I'd say maybe between 25% to 50%. And you start testing. And then once you have 1,000 content views from a single country, then you can start looking for the exact same audience in, let's say, in the UK or in France, Germany, and the list goes on like that. And then you move on to the next step, add to cart. And then from add to cart, you go to initiate checkout and then purchases. Purchase is the last thing in the funnel. That's the last thing you need, is to find, you know, to create lookalike audiences for scaling. So you need data again. You need a lot of data before you move on to the next level. And as I said, if you really know how to do the Facebook ads, try to get more juice, the real raw data from Facebook, using different techniques and different methods on Facebook without creating in the usual customer audiences, website visitors, and you know, initiated checkout, add to carts, and view content, and all of that good stuff. Yes, of course, it still works, but the other ones I've tried and tested works like magic, you know. The last thing as well is start testing a lot of let's say you have an audience of let's say you're running an ad with a video. So the best thing to do it is, because with video you can get, let's say, 10,000 views so quickly, you know. Then what you can do is you can create 95%, 75%, and then 50% of that video viewers. And then obviously you can use that customer audience to retarget them, and also to create lookalike audiences. Lookalike audiences for video viewers works. Is it going to make you a lot of money? Depends on the product. It very, very depends on the product when it comes to video viewers. Depends on the conversion going from view content to add to cart to purchase. You know, you have to look at the data. You have to be able to read your numbers. It's all about numbers. Facebook is a numbers game. It's very important to know that Facebook is a numbers game. And then you move on to the other customer audiences like email lists and LTVs and all that other good stuff. Don't get confused. I know there is millions of videos on YouTube explain how to create lookalike audiences, stuff like that. They all do the exact same thing again and again. It gets boring, but you have to think outside the box. Invest in yourself if you can, in ways or whatever, you know, just more time, invest more time learning about Facebook, you know, and the science behind Facebook, because it will pay off in the long term. And be very, very patient. It's very important to be patient. You know, patience is very required when it comes to, entrepreneurship and business and stuff like that. It's very important to be very patient before you go crazy, because you will have ups and downs. And as I said to you, if you want to reach the highest levels in your life, you have to be patient, be consistent, and put in a lot of work. And don't expect that things to just happen overnight. Remember, it's the compound interest, Drew, if you know about the compound interest. So you are what you do on a daily basis. You know, it's just small, tiny things will get you to the highest levels. So if one thing at a time, it's like the baby steps, and they all compound until they get bigger and bigger and bigger. Nothing happens overnight. If anyone says, you know, promises you to get rich and wealthy and become a billionaire or a multimillionaire in 6 months or a year, they're lying to you. It will take time. Yes, you will make 5 figures, 6 figures, but it's all about scaling and getting to the next level. Stay focused and stay disciplined. That's very important. I hope that you guys enjoyed my value bombs today for today. As I said to you, the timing is a bit, you know, tight. I've got things going on. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, share it with your friends, family, or someone who's interested in Facebook ads. And I'm looking forward again to the next episode. And just before I move on, if you are struggling with sales and or Facebook ads, what you could do is you can book a one-on-one strategy session with me. There is a link down below on whatever you're listening from, if that's from Spotify or iTunes or Anchor or wherever it is. There's going to be a link on the description. If you click on it, you can book a strategy session with me. It's going to be for 30 minutes, and I'm going to take you through Facebook ads or whatever it is that you're struggling with, and then we'll decide if you want to join my mentorship program, you know, that lasts for at least 6 months. But before we do so, if you're interested and if you're already running a business and you're making money from it and you want to scale your Facebook ads or make more sales on your Shopify store, then there will be a link. Excuse me. There will be a link down below. Click on that link and see if you qualify for a strategy session. You know, there will be a few questions that you have to answer before you move on to booking an appointment with me. And you have to qualify before you book that 30-minute strategy session with me. And I'm looking forward to, you know, having that one-on-one strategy sessions with you guys if you're interested. And just click below and book it if you want. And with that said, all the best, and I hope that everybody's smashing the Q4 and just carry on. Do your best, never give up, because if it's not you, then who? This is the theme for the next year. So it's all you. You're in charge of your life. You're in charge of your future. If you do not change and you do not get to the next level in your life, no one is ever going to do it for you. So if it's not you, then who? All the best, and I'll see you guys on next episode. Take care. Bye.